Well, four very brave women were involved in a conference this week in Montreal, taking a stand against fundamentalism, saying it's time for women to put aside the veil. Well, this was a conference organized by the Institute for Public Affairs of Montreal. Joining us on the telephone to talk about it is Burl Wiseman, who is the president of said institute, also a host on AM 940 in Montreal. Burl, always good to talk to you. Welcome to the program.
Rob, always a pleasure to be with you.
As I say, four incredible women, remarkable women that were a part of this. And in fact, we recently spoke with Bridget Gabriel on this program about her new book. She was there. Nazanin Afshan-Jam, former Miss Canada, originally from Iran, was there. Wafa Sultan was there. Noni Darwish was there. What should we know? What should Canadians know about these women, Burl?
Well, what they should know, you remember the old movie about the baseball player Jimmy Pearsall? It was called Fear Strikes Out.
Mm-hmm.
The subtitle on the Gazette article on these women is Time to End the Fear. The reason, this was the first time, by the way, that these women have all come together on one platform anywhere in the world. And in fact, Homa Arjemand, who was the Iranian dissident from Toronto who fought against Sharia courts in Ontario, was supposed to join us, but she had government commitments. What was important about this, and the reason we decided to do it, is because at the same time that we have a new prime minister who's giving us a bold and brave vision of where Canada stands in the world, recognizing that social justice doesn't stop at home, recognizing that all men's suffering diminish us, recognizing that as a G8 nation, as a G8 power, we can't just take cheap labor and cheap resources from the third world without shouldering our responsibilities for freedom, giving people hope. At the same time that was happening, Montreal was the scene of the most egregious and ignominious demonstration 2 months ago, and that was the origin of this conference. There was a rally carried out here that was called Peace for Lebanon and Palestine,
Yeah. Specifically
excluding Israel in the middle of the war, specifically excluding any groups that were Jewish that happened to also agree with that. It was the only rally in the Western world that was led by leaders of civil society, Denny Coderre and the Federal Liberal Party, affixed the name of the party to it, Gilles Doucet, the Bloc leader, André Boisclair, the Parti Québécois leader, Henri Massé, the head of the largest labor union. In fact, Massé and Boisclair were caught smiling in front of a defiled Jewish prayer shawl as a lake of Hezbollah flags were unfurled. Placards of imams were unfurled. And they claimed, of course, they didn't know what was going to happen. Well, they knew because they put their names to the communique. And they talked about values. Well, we wanted to talk about values, and the name of this conference was Questions of Values and Ways of Response. We as a country have to stand for something. And what we have to stand for, and you alluded to it in your introduction, we are part of the liberal, pluralist West. We are free thinkers. We are free societies. It's taken mankind thousands of years to get to this point. Nothing wrong with people practicing their religions in private. But when people come to this country, they cannot expect that this country pander to their particularities. We have a great legacy in Canada. Canada sacrificed more sons and daughters for the survival and success of freedom and liberty than even America as a percentage of population. We had 7% of our people in uniform as opposed to 3% in America. Are we going to give that up just at the trough of multiculturalism just to get a check from the government? We have a new prime minister who says no. Be self-reliant. We have echoes of a young president of the United States. The metaphor and the message is not Harper to Bush, but Harper to Kennedy, who said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask for what you can do for your country. And that is what we need to demand here in Quebec and across the country, that we stop being fey and feckless. We stop sucking up a hind tit of government for everything. And we start standing up for the basic value that we have as Canadians, to be free, not only free from government interference, not only free from reliance on government for everything, but free from fear. When there is a philosophy, an ism out there, that says clearly, we want hegemony over the West, and you see it in bin Laden statements, and you see it in Ahmadinejad statements, and you see it in the Hezbollah statements, you see it in Wahhabi statements. Our intelligentsia, if you like, in Canada, our media, our academia, or the left of it, if you like, they seem to have a tremendous empathy for human fate. Give Canadians a tsunami, they write a check, and they feel great and warm and fuzzy. But they have a terrible apathy to human hate. They excuse it. Any Western leader who says anything is always immediately condemned as, well, he means worse than he says. But any leader of a retrograde regime is always interpreted as saying, well, he doesn't really mean that. Well, yeah, they mean that. And they're bringing it to our shores. And if we don't stand up for it, then what have we got? You know, Rob, everybody dies. Few people get to live. Our country's been dying for 20 years. We now have a chance to live again and live proudly. And these women showed that. Nazanin Nassanjan from Vancouver took up a case, and taking up the case, of an 18-year-old girl in Iran, sentenced to death for stabbing the man who was raping her as he was raping her, because there were not four male witnesses as demanded by Sharia law to define this as a rape. So she got a death sentence because she shamed her family. This is what we're fighting against. Is this a Canadian value to equate Sharia law with hundreds of years of progressive jurisprudence? I asked the question of Jack Layton when he wanted to talk to the Taliban. I said, what do you want to talk about? Whether they shoot you as a socialist or behead you as a trade unionist. There is a line in the sand. One of the panelists was Professor Germaine Belzile, who got so fed up with the Francophone intellectuals always excusing the retrograde regimes. He, 10 days before the conference, he organized 20 intellectuals in Quebec to send a letter that was printed in La Presse, and he was quoted in the National Post as saying, the buck has to stop here. Here is the line in the sand. We should make no apologies as the Danish cartoonist did. We shouldn't even make any explanations as the Pope did. Because man is born free, as Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, but is everywhere in chains except the West. This is our line in the sand. We make our stand here and now.
Burl, hang on a second. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a bit more about some of these issues that come out of this that other countries have been dealing with. We'll talk about the veil and what they heard at this conference, questions about the place of Western society, how do we balance freedom of religion. You know, Burl mentioned the Danish cartoon situation. The court today in Denmark tossing out a defamation case against this newspaper that first published those cartoons. Of course, as far as I'm aware, we still got a case pending here in Alberta about a magazine that did a story on those cartoons and showed them in the process. Are we as free as we think we are, or would like to be? Burl Wiseman, our guest, he's president of the Institute for Public Affairs of Montreal. IAPM.ca, by the way, is the Institute's website. It is The World Tonight. We're back after this. A Question of Values, that was the name of the conference held yesterday in Montreal, the Institute for Public Affairs of Montreal. Burl Wiseman, the president of the Institute, with us on the phone. And we talk about values, Burl, as we said before the break. I mean, keeping one's face covered, keeping oneself cut off from society is not in keeping with our values, but freedom of religion still is. Where do we find the balance on the veil, Burl?
The balance is clear. Anybody can practice whatever they want. But when it goes into the public realm, in the public domain, they must adapt, all cultures must adapt, to Western pluralism. That means we take the French model, the law that Nicolas Sarkozy put into effect in France, that in the police, in our military, in the public face of the liberal state that has a firewall between church and faith, a firewall, we will have no manifestation to any symbols of religion, or any particularity for that matter. Look, one of the women that I mentioned, Homa Arjaman, mm-hmm. who fought against Sharia courts successfully, we helped her and another group from Los Angeles, we being the Institute, organize some logistics for a demonstration against President Khatami, the former Iranian president who was responsible for the murder of Montreal photojournalist Zahra Kazemi when he was in Washington. She fought successfully against Sharia courts. Why? Because they would have reduced women to second-class status. We have fought for hundreds of years for equal status, not parity, equality between people, the equity of just consideration, that law must be the shield of the honest, the staff of the innocent, not a two-edged sword of craft and oppression. And that is what the virus of all these thousands of particularities is going to cause in this country. We have true heroes in this country and individuals, and this is what this conference was about. It wasn't about the geopolitical and military stuff that's going on in the Middle East. It was about empowerment, how to take our culture and our country back as citizens of free nations. Nazanin Nassanjan showed it. Homa Arjaman showed it. Germaine Belzile showed it. We as individuals can do it. Do you know the morning of the conference, Rob? We were working with a group in London that tried to serve Khatami with a by bailiff with criminal charges in Washington under the Pinochet precedent. The Pinochet precedent, you can recall, Spain had issued a criminal warrant against Pinochet. When he visited England, he was arrested under that warrant. It couldn't be served in Washington. But the group we were working with, which included Iranian lawyers in London, dissident lawyers, served Khatami, who was getting an honorary degree, if you can believe this, from St. Andrews University in Scotland that morning. And it was a small group we're working with, four people. And he was served. Now, what the British government decided to do is another story. But we got him served. Individuals can make a difference. It's not up to the government. We don't have to search for questions. We don't always have to ask, what can we do on the macro level? We just stand up and we do it. We save a life of an 18-year-old girl in Iran, who through Nazanin Afshinjad's efforts has had her sentence so far commuted to prison instead of death. We can serve dictators. We can stop Sharia courts from entering our legal system. Ordinary people, Rob, not with massive amounts of money. Ordinary citizens coming together, armies of them across the country. There are 10,000 in our institute alone.
Yep.
This is a new community of interest, and there is a great national stirring of empowerment in Canada. We may lose, thankfully, the cloak of fey and fecklessness that's infected us for 20 years. You know, after the Montreal rally and why it was so disturbing, is that it was strict pandering. The unions wanted membership cards. The politicians wanted votes. So I called up one of the union leaders, and I said, how could you be there? How could you use language like this? How could you equate Hezbollah with anything decent or normal? And you know what he answered me, Rob? He said, oh, it's just les mots, barrel. It's just words. And I said, you know what? Words are bullets, and they can be bad or they can be good, but words used right can cut through the muscle of deception, tear through the gristle of deceit, drive down right into the marrow of duplicity. And that's what we demonstrated in Montreal. That's what these Canadian heroes and heroines have done and are starting to do, and is going to be a wave that I hope will take the country and support this new vision that we have in Canada and make of this country the great nation that we are.
Let's talk about empowerment. Let's talk about profiles and courage. You know, I mentioned off the top this cleric in Australia and some of the despicable things he had to say. Dr. Wafa Sultan was one of the participants in this. And what is remarkable about her is that she has confronted extremists like this. She has debated extremists like this. She does not back down from these extremists. Quite a remarkable story.
All of these women, all of the participants, have had death threats. I had death threats for a week before the conference. Through email, through telephone. We had police there. But Wafa Sultan said something in an interview in Denmark, and that I think every Canadian must understand this. She said, if I died tomorrow, I would know that I made this world better. Because the only thing that counts, the only thing that lives after us, our only children, are ideas. Dr. Samuel Johnson, the great English writer, said it 200 years ago. The only thing we have to warm ourselves with in the winter of our lives is the truths that we propagate, because faith can be fleeting, friends can be fickle, families can be feeble, but truth and ideas, we remember. Edmund Burke's famous statement, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. People don't remember that Edmund Burke died penniless in a garret and chased by landlords. They remember the ideas that were the bedrocks of our free societies. And these women, these men and women, don't want to live as cowards. It's a very simple concept. I'm an immigrant. All of us were immigrants in that stage, save one. None of our families came here for economic reasons. We came here to be free from Russia, in my case, from Iran, from Syria. And it is a visceral rejection of any attempt to twist the free societies to the dictates of theocratic tyrants. There's no legitimacy. There's no relativism in cultures. It is not an equal culture that takes women who have sexual relations with men other than their husbands and put them in a soccer stadium and cut off their heads. There is no relativism between our culture and those cultures that force parents to hold the arms and legs of their children while jeeps drive over them because their child has stolen a loaf of bread. There is no relativism between our free and open society that bends backwards for everyone and those societies that allow no Christian churches or Jewish synagogues but demand the same rights here. There is no relativism. It is time to draw a line in the sand, as Professor Bill Zeal said, and say, just say no. You're here? Fine. You have all your rights. But you know what? We have more than a Charter of Rights, Rob. The second part of that, and Canadians rarely say it, Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And with freedoms comes responsibilities. George Bernard Shaw once wrote that liberty, freedom, demands responsibility. That's why so many dread it. We as Canadians do not have a history of dreading freedom. We have a history of supporting it and assuring the survival and success of liberty. One of our greatest prime ministers, Wilfrid Laurier, who gave us an international vision, said in a remarkable speech, he said, "It has been the pride of my life that I have been excommunicated by Roman priests and denounced by Protestant parsons." And what did that mean? That meant that he understood that the secular values of freedom and justice and equity must be supreme over any particularity of any group. Sure, they have a right to practice, but they don't have a right to demand. We don't raise religious sacrament to the level of secular right.
Bro, we got to leave it there. Our time always goes fast. The website is www.iapm.ca. Always a pleasure, bro. Thanks for your time here tonight.
Pleasure was mine, Rob. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. All the best to you, sir. Burrow Wiseman in Montreal, president of the Institute for Public Affairs of Montreal, iapm.ca.